Welcome to this week's edition of Flashback Friday, your opportunity to get some good review by listening to episodes from the past that Jason has handpicked to help you today in the present and propel you into the future. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in these uncertain times. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds on the Holistic Survival Show. And by the way, be sure to visit our website at holisticsurvival.com. You can subscribe to our blog, which is totally free, has loads of great information, and there's just a lot of good content for you on the site. So make sure you take advantage of that at holisticsurvival.com. We'll be right back.
You know, Penny, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Britch. Jason actually has a 6-book set on creating wealth that comes with over 100 hours of the most comprehensive ideas on investing in business. They're in high-quality digital download audio format, ready for your car, iPod, or wherever you want to learn.
Yes, and by the way, he's recently added another book to the series that shows you investing the way it should be. This is a world where anything less than a 26% annual return is disappointing.
Jason actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets that are untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I like how he teaches us how to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
He's recorded interviews with Harry Dent, Peter Schiff, Robert Kiyosaki, Pat Buchanan, Catherine Austin Fitz, Dr. Dennis Waitley, T. Harv Eker, and so many others who are experts on the economy, on real estate, and on creating wealth.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered with a savings of $385.
Now, to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series complete with over 100 hours of audio and 6 books, go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you.
My pleasure to welcome Rosa Corey to the show. She has a background in commercial real estate appraisal for many years, but she has written a book called Behind the Green Mask, which is about UN Agenda number 21. And you are going to hear some amazing things as I've been reading the book over the past 2 weeks. I have been shocked, awed, and amazed at this material. It is scary, to say the least. But the nice thing is that Rosa really provides some nice action steps that any of us can take at a grassroots level in terms of being involved in our town meetings and so forth. And I think you'll really like what she has to say. So Rosa, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much.
Well, my pleasure to have you. This is really, really some heinous stuff that the powers that be are trying to implement in order to control land, food production, access to information, just control our lives in virtually every way. Tell us more about UN Agenda 21.
Great. Well, you know, UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is a United Nations plan, and it was signed on to in 1992 by George H.W. Bush for the United States, along with 178 other heads of state. And basically, it's a plan to inventory and control all resources, human and natural, and of course that also includes our resources, our inventory and information resources as well, and all means of production in the world. So there is no aspect of your life that is not impacted by United Nations Agenda 21. And, you know, you'll hear that discussed as something that, you know, is kind of a tinfoil hat thing, conspiracy theory, but it isn't. Everyone has heard of sustainable development, and this is sustainable development. What I call it is the biggest public relations scam in the history of the world, because, in fact, what it does is it actually uses a method of twisting public opinion so that you think that you're actually having some impact on these government plans that are being imposed on you, but in fact you really do not. And I, you know, I'll go into that. But this is really a plan that affects all of us, and it's not that it's out there in the future or that it's out there in some other area. It's affecting you right now.
So when did UN Agenda 21 come about?
Well, originally it's the United Nations has been basically, scheming to sort of wrest more control over individual nations across the world and to sort of create a global government. And this, I'm well aware that this sounds like, kind of a fringe point of view. I personally am a liberal Democrat, and politically, this comes from all ends of the spectrum. It's not a left-right issue. So what you have is the United Nations has initially in 1976, with their Habitat 1 and 2 summits, they said that private land ownership was essentially a threat to the concept of social equity, to people all in the world having as much as everyone else, and that all land should be owned by the public. And so to that end, you find that what you're seeing now, when you look around in your own community, you're seeing the plan to actually transfer ownership of property out of private hands and into public. And the way that came about is when Clinton took office, he created the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and that was made up of cabinet-level secretaries, and also captains of industry, including Ken Lay from Enron and the Sierra Club and other environmental groups. And what they did was they gave a multi-million-dollar grant to the American Planning Association to come up with a way to get Agenda 21 land use principles into every single university, college, and city and county and state in the entire U.S. And that, in fact, happened by 2002. That was all over the United States. It's called Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook with model statutes for planning and the management of change. And that's why you're seeing an impact on your ability to use your land all across the country, whether it's urban, suburban, or rural, or agricultural. You're finding that there are more and more restrictions on your ability to use your property.
It is amazing, Rosa, that this is coming from a self-described liberal Democrat, because most people would view this as a left-right issue. The left side of the spectrum sort of had or been known for, you know, environmental issues and things like that. And all of these things always have to be done under the guise of protecting us from ourselves, because it can't be sold any other way. You know, it would have to be just done with outright force. But to get people to agree with this stuff, you have to sell it under sustainability, environmentalism, that kind of thing. And this is just an insidious kind of slippery slope, isn't it, to where we have less and less control as the years go on and over private property. I mean, it's all about private property rights. And you may own the land. Of course, you have a perpetual lien on your land through property taxes. But, you know, with wetlands regulations, we saw it with that. With endangered species regulation, we saw it with that, to where you can't build on your own land. You can't use your own land. You can't, I mean, if you have a body of water on your land, the government can come in and inspect your land. They have basically a perpetual search warrant, you know, a preemptive search warrant, I should say. It's amazing that we are tolerating this as a society, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it truly is not a left-right issue. It is being couched that way because it's what I call the green mask. That's why I called my book Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, because the green mask is environmentalism. In fact, people on the left especially are vulnerable to this because they're being manipulated through jargon and through the sense that they are a threat to the planet. And if they don't restrict their use and restrict others' use of their property, then, you know, we're facing certain destruction. And I want to say for sure that, as you know, of course, your property rights extend to you. Your ultimate property is your body, and this plan controls your body as well, your mind, your body, your thoughts, your expressions. It is a plan designed to destroy any potential for dissent. And as Americans, all of us, regardless of our political affiliation, we should all stand against this plan because it is actually a plan to take control of us, not just our real estate, but our physical bodies as well. And it is designed in that way. It's designed to share information through domestic surveillance. The National Defense Authorization Act is part of United Nations Agenda 21. And in fact, all these regional plans that you're seeing in your city, in your county, in your state, these are all the same plan, not just all across the United States, but all across the world. The San Francisco One Bay Area plan is the same as the Hanoi Center regional plan. This should really ring some alarm bells for all of us, regardless of our political affiliation.
Well, tell us about how, I mean, I understand in reading your book, but the listeners don't, because they may not have read it, how they're trying to quash dissent, how they're trying to make people think they're having an impact, but not really, which is very interesting how you point that out. But how are they trying to control our body and our mind? I mean, I think Obamacare is controlling our bodies more than I want it to. But tell us more about that aspect of it.
Well, you know, as I said, this is really impacting your every aspect. It's a whole life plan. So it impacts your educational system, your food security, your food independence. Of course, the collapse of the economy is entirely part of it. And what you'll see, you know, as I said, it's really essential. The other thing that the President's Council on Sustainable Development did was they also put out a book. It's called Sustainable America, A New Consensus. And that's a word that you see all the time now, consensus. And, you know, everyone, if you just get a dictionary, you think, well, consensus means agreement of all parties. But really what it means now, the new consensus, is neutralization of the opposition, neutralization of your enemies. And in this case, that's anyone who's speaking the truth about this plan. The American Planning Association just put out a communication, 12-week communication boot camp to teach planners and elected officials how to deal with people like me and other people across the nation who are telling the truth about these plans. So what they do is they use something called the Delphi technique, which was developed in the 1960s by the RAND Corporation. It's a mind control technique, and it's used in those government meetings that you go to. When you're invited to a visioning meeting or a charrette or a workshop, or you're asked to come on down and give your opinion of your town 2040, in fact, you are actually being manipulated. Public opinion is being created. This is manufactured consensus. And the reason that it's being done, you know, you think you have some input in that plan, but in fact you don't at all. The plan is fully designed before you walk in the room. Maybe there's some very minor changes that can be made, but it's being implemented and it's on a timeline, and there's nothing that you can do as far as they're concerned that's going to stop that train. And So what you see now is that people are, you know, their opinion is being solicited, and that is only to quell dissent. And this is something that is really, truly frightening in the United States now, because people are very much either unaware or not paying attention to what is going on. And we're finding that it's a whole life plan. It doesn't just impact you, you know, in your government controlling your land use, but it is indoctrination of your children with this sort of neurotic belief that they're destroying the planet. They're revamping the university system by putting sustainable development principles into every course. And you'll find this across the board, exhausting our military with an endless war, drugging us by diagnosing us with mental illness. This is all part of United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development.
It is just incredible how many aspects of our lives, the control freaks are everywhere. It is like we live in a world of control freaks and media campaigns, things that are designed to look like one thing but really are another. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that all went on throughout history, but I just didn't notice it from studying history. It seems like it's so omnipresent nowadays. And when you look at, let's talk about a little bit about land use stuff, okay? Because if you looked at any art form, I'd say that the one that impacts us most, well, maybe the two, would be music and architecture. And in the world of architecture, because you live in it, you interact with it, that's your environment. And part of architecture really, you know, I'd also sort of include urban planning in that. And when we are being pushed into dense areas where we are forced to live on the grid, we are forced to live and cannot be independent at all, because when you live in high density type of development, you can't have a garden. You can't have a water supply, all of these things, and all of the media and marketing messages and access to areas and locations can be restricted so easily and controlled so easily. Talk to us more about that stuff. I mean, I read a lot about it in your book.
Great. Well, you know, here's the thing, is that part of United Nations Agenda 21, it's basically divided into two elements, and that is the urban one, which is smart growth, and the wildlands, which is out in your rural areas. And the plan is designed to bring everyone out of the suburban and rural areas and into the city centers. And the way that that's done, of course, is multifold, but one way is to say that there's not enough money to support the infrastructure out in the suburban and rural areas, pulverize the roads, close the postal offices and the sheriff's offices out there, and you know, effectively through many different means, move people into dense city centers. And what you have is, you know, your tax increment financing, which is redevelopment, which your property tax dollars then actually pay for this by giving huge subsidies to developers to develop that vertical sprawl that you're going to be living in. And I agree, you know, this is
vertical sprawl, meaning high-rise living.
Yes, I know. When you think about it, I mean, they're always talking about, you know, if you're keyed into their rhetoric, which is all very, very emotionally, grabs you emotionally, they're always talking about all of us living out in sprawl. And that, you know, it's such an ugly sounding word. And essentially it means if you're living in a single family home on more than, you know, a couple thousand square feet, which most of us are, you're out there and, you know, you're destroying the planet. It's unsustainable, single family residences. So to bring you into those basically stacked condos in the center of cities on top of one-story, you know, single, what it is ground floor retail with a couple of stories or more of residential condos or apartments on top of that. And that requires a lot of infrastructure, sewage, water lines, and that gets paid for with property tax dollars and for 30 to 45 years. And so there's no money then for services like, you know, roads and lights and police and fire, et cetera. So you find that a center of cities then, in you know, in just a few years, you're going to see a huge collapse because those bond brokers want to get paid and they have to get that money. So when you're seeing restrictions on your usage, if you're out in the off-the-grid area, well, you know, it's not so impactful. But if you're living in the city and you have a smart meter, and those smart meters can be turned off remotely, I don't know if people know that, but that's my big beef with them, is that they can be shut off from your, you know, from the central office. No one needs to come to your property. They also can be used to slow down and shut off individual appliances in your home. As of this year, new appliances are sold with a chip that can be remotely regulated from outside of your home with no impact from you. You'll lose your privacy rights. If you're living in an apartment and you want to smoke here in Sebastopol, California, and many other places, that is against the law. It's a violation of an ordinance to smoke in your own apartment. So you lose your independence, your opportunity to be free, to be private. If you want to have a garden, it's going to be a public garden. You'll be monitored. You'll be controlled and observed. And this is something that, as Americans, we have a fundamental objection to as Americans. Our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is in threat from this plan. And it is being implemented by our government now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about the smart meters and everything, but you know, I'm not sure I really understood what you were saying about the infrastructure, the sewers and so forth being funded by property taxes, of course, and then the bond brokers. What you're saying is the municipality floats a bond issue to pay for the infrastructure, and the bond brokers want to be paid back. What's the issue there? What do you mean?
Okay, great. Thank you for asking me. The way this works, this is redevelopment, and you see this across the United States in every single state except for Arizona. And what it is that an area of the city, and it could be up to 80 or 90% of the city, is put into a redevelopment area, which means that the land either is declared blighted, depending on the law there, or it's just that property tax dollars are used, instead of to go for your services, they are used to subsidize certain kinds of development, and particularly smart growth, which is the preferred development model for Agenda 21. And so what you find is that in your cities, and this could be any small city or large city across the U.S., you find that, of course, if you're building very dense developments, high density, you know, apartments stacked on top of retail, you know, it costs a lot of money to build that, and it costs a lot of money to upgrade the trunk lines for sewer and water. So the city, what they do, or the county, what they do is they actually get a bond, and they don't have to go to the voters for this kind of a bond. It's the only kind of bond that they can float without a vote of the people. So they get this money from bond brokers, and then they're indebting you and your property tax dollars for the next 30 to 45 years. So they have that base year, whatever year they decided that it was a redevelopment area, and then the increase in property tax dollars over the next 30 to 45 years goes to pay off these bonds. And it benefits, of course, the crony developers who are going to build this development that there is no demand for. So you'll find this all over, littering the centers of your cities all over the U.S. You'll find these vacant ground floor retail shops with bankrupt apartments and condos on top. And this is, you know, this is a way of controlling and monitoring and regulating and surveilling our population. It may not be full of people now, but it will be in the future. This is the future for us if we don't stop it now.
So do you think that the bond brokers won't be repaid and that will lead to services being interrupted somehow? Is that what you're getting at here?
No, I think, well, you know, you're finding that now, of course, in California, where redevelopment has been ended, and there are cities that are saying, well, you know, you can't get blood out of a turnip. We're not going to be paying off the bonds. And this completely upsets the financial system. If a state or a city reneges on its bonds, it's not, you know, it loses its ability to function. But no, where I'm going with it really is that if you expect services from your city over the next 30 to 45 years, and your city looks at you with their pockets turned inside out and says, well, I'm sorry, we can't provide those services for you because we have essentially have to pay this bond off. And so they're telling you that, of course, these redevelopment areas are going to look better, they're going to be nicer, they're going to, you know, gentrify your area. But in fact, what they do is they actually destroy your independence, because in a short time they will run down and there won't be any money to pay for those services. Your property tax dollars won't provide services for you.
I first learned, you know, about the way highways are being controlled and the way highways, the government is shutting off exits on highways to small, more rural towns as a way to sort of limit access to them, but also keep money out of them in a way to really starve them, to make them die off. And talk to us more about this concept of like getting the population in one area so it can be controlled and what they're doing with that kind of thing.
I just want people to realize I'm aware that this sounds crazy. The plan is crazy. I am not. This really is underway right now.
Hey, so, listen, many new ideas throughout history were thought of as crazy at first, and they came to be thought of as very sensible or brilliant later. So,
right.
You know, you're just talking about what's going on. You're a commentator.
Right, I'm a reporter, yeah. And you know, this is essentially the erection of a corporatocracy, and we're watching the beginning of a global totalitarian state that is in process right now. So what I'm seeing, of course, I live in a rural county. We have 1,384 miles of rural county roads. And the county is saying that they simply don't have the money to maintain those roads, and they will be pulverizing them to gravel. So if you're out in a rural area and you need to get to your property and that road has been pulverized to gravel and you no longer can, you know, access it, or, you know, it's completely falling apart, you're finding that this is the plan, is to actually move people out of rural areas through restrictions on their land use, through identification of wetlands for land that is not wetland, in fact, and the land that's being identified as wildlife corridor, as endangered species habitat, land where you have thought that you had a certain zoning, but in fact your underlying general plan has been changed without your knowledge, and now you're a legal non-conforming use and can no longer use your property. When you're out there, you know, you might be agricultural, you think you can farm out there, but in fact you're losing your ability. In fact, the federal government has declared, the EPA has declared dust as a pollutant. So when you're seeing this, and this is all part of Agenda 21, when you're seeing this, you will find yourself moving into the city. You find your well is being monitored and restricted. Many other ways that they move people out of the rural and suburban areas. And then when you are moved into the city, you find that you are very much restricted in how you can move there. Your mobility is restricted. Private car ownership and use is considered unsustainable under United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development.
Let me take a brief pause. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn about investing in and managing income properties for college students, there's a show for that. If you want to learn how to get noticed online and in social media, there's a show for that. If you want to know how to save on life's largest expense, there's a show for that. And if you'd like to know about America's crime of the century, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com. Or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
What are the reasons that the UN is pursuing this, and who maybe specifically are some of the players behind it? Certainly the corporatocracy is going to benefit from this. Certainly large corporate-style developers will benefit. Large corporate-style food providers will benefit because people can't do their own thing. I mean, you know, there are attacks on food co-ops around the country, all sorts of things like that. So the money benefit is pretty apparent for the big corporate players, probably in that the bankers, Talk to us more about some of the devious motivations here.
Well, you know, that's one. This is one thing. When I go around the United States and I talk with groups about this, and I find that I talk, you know, I've been spoken with, of course, libertarian groups, Republican groups, Tea Party groups, and I'm going to universities as well. And one place where the left...
I'm surprised the university will hear from you, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
One place where the left might what?
I know, you know, it's funny, but I'm really glad to be reaching out to people on the left, because it is really essential that all of us get together. We can't be pointing fingers at each other. And one, of course, a huge motivator is money and power. And of course, some people don't need much but a pat on the back. And so what we're seeing, what I like to do is stay focused on local, on where this is being done to you locally. Because you'll find this is, what this is public-private partnerships, unelected boards and commissions that are making your rules and your laws for you, nonprofit organizations that are partnering with huge corporations and they're being funded through them. These are environmental groups, bicycle coalitions that are actually working in concert. And I'm talking about at the top levels that, you know, you're average guy on a bike doesn't know this, but the bicycle coalitions are working with low-income housing developers, huge affordable housing developers that get tremendous subsidies through these plans. Walmart is a partner in this. The AFL-CIO, your lung associations, the League of Women Voters.
Talk
churches.
About strange bedfellows. I mean, that's just an odd mix, huh?
Mm-hmm, it is. And of course, you see it in universities and, in fact, in your K through 12 and right up all the way through school, because people have been indoctrinated. It's like, as I mentioned, the American Planning Association has a publication that is studied by every single planner in the United States, and it's in universities and colleges and then in our planning departments, and it's an ideology, smart growth. So it's not just a building style, it's actually an ideology that says that, you know, we are basically, it's a plan to create social equity by impoverishing populations and creating total dependence on government. And we see examples of that, for instance, in the EU. You know, what we're seeing is that you're being told that it's all for the common good. And if you are if you're focused on your individual rights and freedoms, then you are selfish and you're not thinking about what's good for everyone else. And this is how, how you're being shamed and embarrassed and being, losing your opportunity for dissent through this plan.
Talking to you, Rosa, I can't believe I'm talking with a Democrat. I got to just point that out. It's really surprising.
And I
don't mean that in a negative way. It's just surprising. That's all I'll say.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I am definitely a Democrat. I have, voted Democrat in every election. Although this last time I did not vote for Obama. I have stopped. In other words, what I want to say is that.
Are you a Ron Paul Democrat? You sound like a Ron Paul.
No,
Democrat.
I'm actually, I'm not declaring at this point, although I think it would be very interesting if everyone in the nation wrote Ron Paul in.
I think so too.
we definitely see them have to scramble to steal another election. But I think that what is really essential for us to recognize is that although we may or may not agree on certain issues politically, what we do agree on is the fact that our nation is worth saving and worth fighting for. And we need to find those places where we come together. And as I was going to mention, I forgot, you know, one thing that, where you can talk to your liberal friends about this is with the smart meter issue, food independence, domestic surveillance, and corporatocracy. All of these things are part of Agenda 21.
Yep, they sure are. They sure are. Well, what I love about your book, Rosa, is it gives some action steps. I found it particularly interesting how specific you got about telling people to look in the local paper, read the local paper, keep track of what's going on at a local level, and go to meetings. And if you go and you want to become organized, sit in the audience in a diamond shape, and how to act and how to dress and how to conduct oneself at these meetings and what to say. Give us some tips on that. I mean, I think that's really great stuff, real action steps, very granular and very specific.
Yes, I know. And I really have put a lot of this stuff, of course, I've been fighting this now for over 6 years, and I put this is time tested and we've worked on it. And believe me, we're out there in combat all the time. We're the resistance, and so are you. And if you're listening to this, you're part of the resistance too. So, of course, we know we're not running the world, and we probably don't know anyone who is, but we do know that we are local. This is a global plan, but it's implemented locally, and that is where we have our power, is locally. Because the thing is, lots of us get the New York Times or the San Francisco Chronicle or something. Get your local paper, no matter how lousy it is, because you need to find out what's going on. If these meetings are happening, let's say you're invited, the public's invited to a visioning meeting, and you go down there, and you recognize you're going to be Delphi. That's, as I was saying, that you're going to be manipulated with a mind control technique that's going to give you the illusion that you have some input, but they're not going to give you any options. They're just going to give you clean air, clean water. You want that? Then you want smart growth. So in my book, I tell you how to anti-Delphi a meeting. And, Delphi works from one person all the way to the entire world is being Delphi'd now. So ways that you can actually get into those meetings and effectively take them over. One way, of course, is by making your flyers in advance. And I show you how to do that in my book and also on my website. And that is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com. You want to make these flyers up so that people understand what it is that's happening to them in those meetings. You want to tell them about the Delphi technique. I like to give those flyers out as people are going into the meeting so that if they glance at them when they're getting ready for the meeting, then when they're sitting there in the meeting and they see these techniques being used on them, it instantly politicizes them to realize that they're being manipulated right then in the meeting. And so anyway, there are ways to stop it. You meet with your group ahead of time, the night before. You agree that you will not acknowledge each other at the meeting. You will not speak to each other. You will not have any communication, because in this way, what you're going to do is support each other when you start to ask questions. And you don't want the facilitator who's running that meeting, these professional meeting runners, they're hired by your government consultants, you don't want them to get to know who's who at the beginning of that meeting. You want to pop up like a whack-a-mole from all over that meeting and start asking the heavy questions, and I've got those in the book, questions you want to ask. Also, you want to go to your planning commission meetings. You want to show up at your city council meetings. This is not a time to be sitting on the sidelines. This is a time to suit up with your armor and go down there and speak out, because, I talk about the good German syndrome. You don't want to be a good American in that way. You want to be someone who is really a good American and breaks that code of silence that we have when we all feel like we have to be polite.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that what you mean when you say the good German syndrome were those who saw what Hitler was doing and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, just the go along to get along people. That's, those days are over. We are really in a very heavy fight now. And I'm sorry if you're just hearing about it, but you know what? There's time we can all get together and stop this, and we have to do it together, because this is the institution, the implementation of totalitarianism. And this is what it looks like. People think it can't happen here, but in fact, the National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, many other things that are being implemented now in the United States, domestic surveillance, this is the plan, and moving us into an area, tighter city areas where we can be surveilled and managed, is part of this plan.
Wow, it really is. It's amazing. Well, tell people where they can get the book and any other resources you want to share, your website, any other sites that people should know about or action steps they should take in general.
Well, I so much appreciate that you're putting this information out, because we are not seeing it in the corporate media. You will not see this unless they find a way to, of course, marginalize those of us who are talking about it. So I'd love it if people would get my book. It's called Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, and you can get it on Amazon.com. You can also get it at my website, which is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Democrats21.com. And by the way, that's called Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, because this plan, this, you know, so much of the opposition was coming from the right primarily, and I wanted to create something that would break that paradigm, and that's why I use that, Democrats. But people will find on that website a huge amount of information, source information, resistance fighters information, a great blog, and then we also have the Post Sustainability Institute, and, of course, our Boots on the Ground group, Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. And that is, you'll see on that site, SantaRosaNeighborhoodCoalition.com, all kinds of flyers and everything that we're doing locally here to fight this plan.
Fantastic. Well, Rosa Corey, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, the title of the book is Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. And there's an old saying that I like to go back to, and that is green trees have red roots. So be very careful about losing your freedom in under the guise of something that is supposed to be good for us. So Rosa, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.